This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we reflected on the titles claimed by Jesus found in John 10, I am the gate and I am the good shepherd. This picture of Jesus is found throughout the Bible. Take Psalm 23, where he is called Jehovah Ra. This name of God communicates many things involved in God's dealings with man. He knows his flock, and his flock knows him. His attachment to his flock is beyond their value. He is willing to lay down his life for his flock. He guides, protects, provides for, and punishes them, all according to their need. That's why the psalmist declares, I shall not be in want. When Jesus Christ personally carried the load of our sin in his own body when he died on the cross, he did so as the shepherd and guardian of our soul, 1 Peter 2:24 and 25. He cares for us by doing all that's necessary not only to bring us, his straying sheep, back into his fold, but also to protect us. Peter refers to Jesus Christ as our chief shepherd. He stands peerless as the one who cares for his own. At times it seems he is failing as our shepherd, but we don't need to have all of our problems solved now, because our chief shepherd will appear at the appointed time to set things straight. According to Jude 24, he is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory blameless with great joy. Even if you're 1 in 100 who has gone astray and is lost, Luke says he will seek you out until he finds you and has you back safe in the fold. He will never fail you.